Blog Talk Radio.
We just thank God for tonight. We thank God for you all being here with us tonight. We just want to give glory and honor where glory and honor is due. We just want to take a few minutes just to worship God and just to give him some praise on tonight. So if we could just take the next couple of minutes just to say glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. We just thank you for your love, God. We thank you for being able to be on this blog once again. We thank you, hallelujah, for waking us up on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. For me, I had no bad news on today, so I thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a good, good, good God, a good, good, good Father. Hallelujah. I thank you for your love. I thank you, hallelujah, how you provide, God. I thank you, Lord God, how you continue to care for us, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, how you continue to bless us, Father. I thank you, Lord God, how you just continue to do the things that you do, that you just show that you are God and God all alone. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's awesome, awesome, awesome. He's awesome, and he's so worthy of the praise. He's so worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you have something to praise God about on today, on this day? Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you have something to praise God about? Hallelujah. You woke up this morning, that's a praise report. You're breathing right now, that's a praise report. Glory to God. I'm pretty sure you had a meal today, that's a praise report. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. How many have a praise report on this day? Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a praise report? I dare you to press one right now and just tell them the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. Hallelujah. My praise report is he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. My praise report is I'm walking, I'm talking, I can feel. My praise report is I was able to have a meal on today. My praise report is that I have a home and I have a vehicle to drive, and I have means to put gasoline in the vehicle. My praise report is that I had no bad news on today. I thank you, Lord God. I know where our children are. My praise report is all is well. Hallelujah. And my praise report is he keeps doing great things for me. Hallelujah. My praise report is that he keeps doing great things for me. Hallelujah. And my praise report is that I am victorious and I have the victory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And my praise report can go on and on and on because he keeps doing great things. And he does it on. He does so much. He does it over and over and over again. And I just thank the Lord. I just thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If anybody has a praise report, I dare you to press one and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1436, your line is...
Praise God. I thank God. My praise report is he woke me up this morning. And he watched over me and my family and everybody else while we were sleeping last night. Nobody came, woke up with bad news. I thank him for healing my body. I was kind of feeling sick last night, and all of a sudden I started getting cold chills. Uh-oh, there go one of the sign of Corolla. Then I started having the diarrhea. Uh-oh. So I kept on praising God as I rebuked this. I am not going to accept this here. And I was telling my husband, I'm so cold and shaking, give me a blanket. But as I rebuked it, because my pastor and pastor always said, if you rebuke it, it'll flee from you. So I said, okay, I'm rebuking this in the name of Jesus. I don't care how I say I'm feeling. I said, I'm getting better and better and better and better. So more, like the more I praise God, the more the feelings start going away, because they were trying to keep me from praising God. And I just thank God that I woke up this morning with a better attitude, feeling better, just want to just praise him. And I thank God when I used to go in the refrigerator and say, oh, go in and get me some hot dogs or something. But now I can say I'm an overflow. I can go in the hot refrigerator and try to find something to eat. So much overflow, that's a blessing. I went from nothing to overflowing. And I just thank God for being who he is, making ways out of no ways. And my grandson had a good doctor report today. So we are so blessed, y'all, to have God on our side. You know, we don't have to worry the things that we used to worry about. And I thank him for, I used to be going on chemo 3 times a week, but I'm down to 1 time a month. Now, a lot of people can't do that, but that's what God did for me. He took me from 3 times a week into 1 a month. And a lot of things they try to tell me about me, and they said, well, we got to talk to your dude, physical. But I said, how can y'all tell what's wrong with me if y'all are looking at me from the other side of the phone? So I just gave to God. God, these people don't know what they're doing. You can cure me. That's what he did. I ain't had to go to the doctor, and I ain't called him back and told him, because I know God is my healer, and I just thank him for it. Because he is a God that heals me. In Jesus' holy name, praise God. And that's my praise report.
Praise God. From 3 times a week to 1 time a month, that is a praise report within itself. We thank you, Lord God, for your testimony. It always is a blessing. And we thank God that your chemo is going to go from once a month to never. Hallelujah. Just continue to receive that and thank God for the manifestation of it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Oh, I praise God. As today, as we were watching some things that was going on with the people, with children and young adults, and how the families were being tricked and losing everything they have. And that made me, just be more grateful to God, more grateful to him for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. We have shelter, and that shelter is a home with a roof, walls, windows, toes, doors, floors, bathroom and kitchen facilities, hot and cold, clean and water, electricity, and it's got everything that we need. And so I just wanted to pray for all those people who have lost everything. I thank God for the family not being crushed by the huge tree that fell on their home, those whose cars were demolished. I ask the Lord to have mercy upon them and give them the strength to be able to redo. And the thought came to my mind that this too shall pass. But let us be grateful to God for what we have already and walk in the now, because tomorrow will take care of itself. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for these praise reports. And we just give God the glory and the honor. So right now, no, we're not going to delay the time, because we have a word from God, and God is going to bless us in a mighty way. We thank God for this man of God, and we just ask that God just bless him and keep him. Hallelujah. And just to just continue to fill him up with the knowledge and the wisdom. Hallelujah. And we ask that he decrease and you, Lord God, increase in him, Father. So we give you the glory and the praise. And now we'll turn it over to Pastor George Flint.
Praise God. Praise God. We just praise God. We thank God. We glorify his name. We magnify his name. Someone said, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you right now, Father. Father, as we just begin to just come before you, Father, as the praise reports has already gone forth, God, testimonies, God, has given you the glory, God. Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you. As someone in my heart say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. How many on here tonight thank God for saving you and sanctifying you and filling you with the Holy Spirit? When you think about where you've been and all that you've gone through, you know, all the your way and
but God. Hallelujah. You got a but God tonight. I could have been dead and gone. I could have been this. I could have been that. I could have lost my mind. I could have been wrecked with pain, but God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Father, we just praise you and worship you. Heavenly Father, I decrease that you increase. Father, let your Holy Spirit take complete control. All of you, none of me. Oh, God, all of you, none of us, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight I want to do something different. I know she had people doing a praise report. She didn't know what God had put on my spirit. But God had got me on some things about tonight. Like if there's a song on your heart. So I'm going to start off with a song on my heart before we get into the word. The songs on my heart is this. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus didn't sacrifice his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Then he began to write and say, I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't know why my Jesus even cared. I don't know why my Jesus sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Hallelujah. Are you glad that he sacrificed his life for you? Are you glad that he went and died on the cross for you? Are you glad he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Are you glad, hallelujah, that he said that I will be the propitiation of their sins? Are you glad he said, I will stand in the gap. I will be the repair of the breach. I'll go, Dad. Send me, Lord, I'll go. Isaiah said, send me, I'll go. But Jesus said, send me, I'll go. I'll be the slain lamb that only has to be slain one time and one time only. I will do it. For all you do, this blood is for you. Hallelujah. I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't even know why he cared, but I'm so glad that he did. Hallelujah. And then you think about your loved ones and friends and family and coworkers and those that are dying and those that don't and dying and don't know him as our Lord and personal Savior. I said, what's the most terrible thing that you can hear, and that's depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, God, that you know us, God. We thank you tonight that our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, as we repent for everything that we said, everything that we thought, everything that we've done, everything we acted upon, God, that was against your will, that was against your way, that has grieved your Holy Spirit. Father, we repent right now. We say, God, have your way in our lives. God, we at the point where Jesus said, hey, listen, Jesus said, God, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. He prayed till his sweat came down like blood on the side of his face. And this is what I'm talking about tonight. We're talking about prayer, we're talking about praise, and we're talking about worship. In Gethsemane, they said he prayed so hard. He's like, God, if there be any way that you can remove this cup from me. Hear what I'm talking about tonight. If there's any way you can remove this cup from me, God, let's do it. I don't want to suffer for these folks no more. But God, guess what? Nonetheless, God, not my will, but your will be done. I'm telling you, but I'm glad, so glad he done. I'm glad that he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, where you can see that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If Saul would have caught on to this, it wouldn't have been no need for David to step into his place. I'm telling you tonight, obedience, obey the word of God. Whatever God is saying to you, whatever he is speaking in your heart and in your spirit, man, obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. Are we in Acts 16 chapter, verses 25 through 34? And it says, at that midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. But I told you, prayed, praise, and worship. And they prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord unto all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, they just begin to pray. They begin to say, Father God, we just thank you right now. Father, we just praise you. Father, we begin to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. They begin to call it his name, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, my healer and forgiver, Jehovah Nissi, my banner, my victory, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily in the Valley, the Balm in Gilead, the Rock of Gibraltar, the Wheel in the Middle of the Wheel, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the He that is and was and yet to come. He said they begin to just call out his name. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses and forgive us those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the Father, you are the Son, you are the Holy Spirit. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. All is yours. Hallelujah. And then he takes something from David. When David began to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh God, he lead me beside the still waters. He lead my path down the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And David began to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then he began to talk about how thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, surely grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then you begin to look at how Solomon said, hey, God, when your people are led, they're captive and sent far away, God, when they come back to themselves, Father, remember these people at this place. And that's when God said, when my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, or turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, repent, then, hallelujah, then will I hear from heaven, I will heal the land. See, when you begin to get them, and that's what Paul was doing, even and rejoicing, they was just praying, and then God know how awesome he is. You know, oh, Lord, how excellent is your word. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. How magnificent, how marvelous you are. Yeah, they put you in a box, but God, you're bigger than that. You're bigger. You're God all by yourself. You're the Elohim, hallelujah, the El Elyon, the Most High God, the one and true living God. Oh, God, you're God. Oh, for you are God, you are God, you are God, and you are God alone, hallelujah. You need nobody help. You don't need no hand, God, hallelujah. You told him if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, hallelujah. Abba, Father, we belong to you. And they begin to just pray and pray and pray until, you know, Christ is beginning to pray. And even with Daniel, God, he get in that wonder. That, I mean, they just had examples of, you know, this crowd of witnesses. He would get in that wonder and just pray, okay, you want to put me in the lines in? I'm going to pray anyhow. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to do it in season. I'm going to do it out of season. But I'm going to talk to my daddy because that's what it's all about. I'm not going to serve your God. I'm not going to serve your idol, God. I'm not going to bow down to your idol, but I'm going to serve my God, the one and true living God. And he began to just pray, hallelujah. Esther had the same thing with Mordecai. Said, you need to get before God. And they even went to praying. They went to another step. They said they went to praying and fasting. Sometimes he said, these things only come out by what? Praying and fasting. But they begin to pray. And then the next step is just praise. Hallelujah. Praise him. They begin to just praise him. And they was praising so much that the earth began to tremble. Hallelujah. See, how many times do you think you can just praise God till the earth began to tremble? You can begin to just praise God. He told me your blessings and your praise. That's why Satan tried to shut you up when you're going through. That's why he want to make you silent. But God said, even if I'm silent, how you are, I'm just you can just moan, hallelujah. Sometimes I can't say a word, I just wave my hand. I heard a story about a man that was in the back of the church. They said he was just burning matches and throwing them up in the air, and they was saying, what is he doing? He said, this is the way he was mute, so that's the only way he knew how to praise his God. But if I can't say a word, hallelujah, I'll just wave my hand. Praise him. I'm talking about beginning to just praise him. Lord, you're awesome. Lord, you're magnificent. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, I just thank you.
I'm talking about, we got to praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They begin to praise him even in their beatings. God, even in the lashes that he took. God, thank you for allowing me to take these lashes for you. God, thank you, God, for allowing me to stand in the gap for the people and boldly proclaim your gospel. Thank you, Lord. God, even though this came to taking flesh and blood away from me, God, I praise you for finding me worthy enough to take a stance on you, finding me worthy enough to just praise you in spite of, God. No matter what it looks like, God, no matter about the persecution, come what may. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. Sometimes you got to fight the good fight of faith, no matter what it looks like, no matter where it sounds like, no matter where it come from, and find yourself, hallelujah, praiseworthy for God to allow you to go through, to get through, so that you can pull somebody else through. Well, you can say it's all for a reason. Why do we do the things we do? Why do we say the things we say? It's all for a reason, but it's all for the glory of God. For your glory, God, I'll do anything just to see you, God. Hallelujah. To behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. We can say, when your heart and soul say yes, well, you can get a yes in your spirit. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God. Yes to your word, God. Yes to your thought pattern for me, God. Yes, hallelujah, when you get a yes in your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I begin to thank you right now. God, I begin to praise you right now. I'm saying tonight, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They begin to just praise him. They begin to just praise him. They said, David said, he just began to pray, God. He just danced out of his clothes. They told the song, I'm going to dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. Come on to the dance like David danced. Like David praise, sing like David song. I mean, you want to get that in your spirit, man. Remember, said, praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. Praise is what I do when my back is against the wall. Their back was against the wall. They was in the prison and they was in stocks, and they still was praising God. Is that your testimony? Do you praise God when you're back against the wall? Do you praise your God when you're confused and don't know what to do when you're going through? Are you still praising or are you complaining and murmuring? Huh? What is your stature that you take? Jehoshaphat, God says, stand still. I'm going to put you in a position. What position are you taking right now? Are you in a position of praise or are you in a position of pouting? He had them praising. He said, send out the praisers, and I'm going to show you what enemy is. Sometimes you fear. Jehoshaphat feared, and then he called on a fast, and the word of God came forth in praying and fasting. The word of God came forth. But after that, God said, send out the praisers. Take down the singles around. Sing the praises around. Puppeteers go around, and when you keep going around on that seventh time, on that seventh day, blow that horn and let that be a shout, a victory shout. I'm talking about victory is yours tonight. Victory is mine. You need to get a victory is mine in your spirit tonight. I'm talking about victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. And he said, tell me, stand before us when we call him great name. Then say the name. Tell me what the name is, ladies and gentlemen. Just precious Jesus, we have the victory. I'm telling you, victory is yours tonight. You are victorious. You are victorious. Your name is not victim any longer. Your name is victor. You are victorious. Hallelujah. You're not the victim. You're not the victim. You're not the victim. You are victorious. We are victorious. Hallelujah. The prayers, and we're talking about the prayers and what he said about the prayers. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So who are you? Are you in right standing with God? Does Romans 8:28 apply to you? He said that all things work together for those who are called according to the Lord. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And then he justified them, and then he made them in right standing with him. Ask yourself, where are you in that equation? And if you are that person that say, hey, I love the Lord, and I'm called according to his purpose, and all things are working for my good, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what my body is telling me, no matter what my mind is telling me, no matter what my wife, my husband is telling me, no matter what my boss man is telling me, it's working for my good, no matter what the landlord is telling me, no matter what the repo man is working for my good. Hallelujah. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name tonight. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to him. I come to jump for joy. I come to give him some glory. I come to give him some glory. I come to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I come to shout for joy. Hallelujah. I don't know what you come to do. Hallelujah. But I come to praise his name. I got something to praise him for. I don't know if you excited because you on this side of heaven. I don't know if you know, you might know somebody that didn't make it. I seen on the news break that some guy was in Atlanta, Georgia on Camerton Road, found his body decomposed, and they should be in some apartments. That's, how can your body just be decomposed and they just find you? But guess what? That's not your faith. You're not the one decomposing. You are alive and well and kicking, and you got a reason to praise me. They said, let everything that have breath, what? Praise you, the Lord. You need to be praising God right now. Lord, I thank you for just waking me up with fresh blood running warm through my veins. Lord, I thank you for just for the activity of my limbs. Lord, I thank you for my joints being in place. I can take one step. I can take two steps, God. Lord, I thank you for being clothed and dressed in my right mind, a sound mind, a mind to praise you, a mind to seek you early where you may be found. Hallelujah. A mind when you said, Jeremiah, there's nothing too hard for my God. And I can say it when I'm faced with adversities. I can say many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out them all. Oh, hallelujah. I can dig up some praise. I can dig up Psalm 91 where it says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. If I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. If you love the Lord, I just admonish you to just begin to just praise him. Just begin to just thank him. Just begin to tell him how good he is. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Thank you. Lord, but it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about what I say. It's not about what I do. It's not about. I do it for you. I do it for you, God. I surrender myself. It's for you, God. You said, I need. See, let me tell you something about prayer. We always sing this song, say, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Then we go to God, say, every hour, I need thee. And so bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. But God said, you don't need me, I need you. Because guess what? I gave the word that I gave you dominion. So I need you. I need some vessels. I need a vessel to say, hey, here's God, here I am. I'm giving you an earthly license for your heavenly interference. Get involved, God. I'm letting you be involved. I'm that vessel. I'm a yielded vessel to say, God, get involved in our situation. I'll be that vessel. And that's what Christ said. He said, God, I'm that vessel. I stepped down from heaven. I stepped down from glory to walk as a mere man so that I can give you back the glory. He said, God, and the time has come that you glorify your son so that you may be glorified even the more, God. The hour has come. And I'm telling you tonight, the hour must come that you surrender yourself and let God be glorified in you. Be glorified, God. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified, God, in the earth, God. Be glorified in through your children, God. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 be thou glorified. Be glorified, God, in your servants, God. Be glorified in your sons and your daughters, God. Be glorified in your bride, Father. Be glorified in your body, God. Oh, Father, we thank you. Be glorified in this temple. Begin to just praise him. I begin to praise him. If anybody on here on the line got a song that want to praise him, you press one. Now, if you got something in your spirit, if God put a song in your heart to share with us, you press one and you begin to sing. It's time to praise him, and then we'll worship together. Prayer, praise, and worship. We done prayed. It's time to praise, and then we're going to worship. They worshiped, and then he said, what must I do to be saved? How many times have you just imagine if you was on the bus. You could have been on the model bus or whatever bus you are. You could be on a plane, and you just... You know, just that anointing soul on you that somebody might just say, hey, it's something different about you. Tell me about your God. Tell me what it is that got you glowing. So you might be at work. You might be in the grocery store. You might be in the mall. I don't know where you might be at the post office. But, yeah, just know something about you because the glow is on you because you've been spending so much time with God. See, we got to understand what was Jesus' secret. They say he was still away in the morning. You know what God told me this morning? He said, George Flint used to pray every morning at 4 o'clock. He said, guess what? I'm not allowing you to get away from it. Between 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever it is, you know, I don't care what coast you're on, West Coast, East Coast, whatever it is, you're going to get up and you're going to begin to pray with me again. You're going to begin to spend time with me again.
And I'm going to begin to pour some secrets out on you, but you're going to have to get to me. You're going to have to get away from me. You're going to have to steal away from yourself, get away from yourself, and get into me. Sometimes we got so much self going on that we can't even get into God. So self represents the flesh, the ego, the pride, all that type of stuff. He said, I got to get some stuff, and you got to die. I'm telling you about me. I don't know what's going on in your life, and I don't know what to come to do, but I come to get clean. I come to be cleansed. I want to be like David said, search me, O Lord, and see if there be any unclean thing in me. When Jeremiah said how the heart is so dastardly wicked, and the thoughts of the heart. So you know, it said some things that come out of the heart is what defiles a man. So I said, God, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Clean me, God. Clean me, God. Wash me, pure God. Wash my mind, Father. Wash my heart, God. Wash me, God, inside and out, through and through. Oh, God, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. But the only way I can do that is by leaning on him, learning to lean. I learned to lean on Jesus and not lean on me, not lean to my own understanding. You know what I'm saying? Lean on me when you're not strong. No, I'm not leaning on you. I'm leaning on Jesus. That's who I'm leaning on. And no longer am I leaning to my own understanding, my own thought processes, because that leads me to a path of destruction. Father, I thank you for crucifying the flesh and carrying my cross yet another day, God. And I begin to cast. I'm telling you now, we got to cast. This is how you realize. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he truly cares for you. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We worship your holy name. If anybody want to add a praise or whatever, you press one now, and we can hear. We can just let God just be God. Let God arise, and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise.
0279, your line is open.
I'm gonna attempt to sing this because I ain't no singer, but I'm a speaker. But God gave us a voice to sing and praise, and so y'all bear with it.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, cause victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, cause joy today is mine. Love and peace is mine, cause Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, cause victory, 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 today is mine. And I got a testimony just quickly. Lord, I ain't going to even tell you how bad the battle is, but every day it's a battle. And every day the Spirit comes in me and says, you know, Job and Jesus and God, Job did not turn away no matter what. And God always knew that he was a trusted servant. And I resemble that. And I thank God for that, because he bring me back from death so many times. And I'm talking about a physical death, because he ain't got nothing else to do to me but try to mess with me. And I know, but God got this, and victory is mine, just like it's yours. And not only do I have a chance to pray, but the Spirit told me today, he gave it to me. I was praying in tongues the whole while, and I got such victory over that, because he trying to steal my life, because he know, and it's all right, because God got this. God got this. All things work together for the good of them who love him and call according to his purpose. And I just want to thank you in the name of Jesus for your blog and for the Holy Spirit and for us all being on one accord. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Yay. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Glory. Hallelujah. We told Satan, get thee behind.
Victory today is ours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for that testimony. We thank you for that song. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
This is, I'd like to just sing a little song, and it's almost also my testimony and what God is doing for me. What shall I render, Jesus? What shall, Lord, I give, oh Lord, what shall I render to Jesus? What shall, Lord, I give? Mine, oh, my heart, I render to Jesus. My heart, Lord, I give, oh, Lord. My heart, I surrender to Jesus. My heart, Lord, I give. My soul, I surrender to Jesus. My soul, Lord, I give, oh Lord. My soul, Lord, I surrender to Jesus. My soul, Lord, I give. My life, Lord, I surrender to Jesus. My life, Lord, I give, oh Lord. My soul, I render to Jesus. My life, my soul, Lord, my heart, I give. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity to share what God is in me. But I want to be in Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What shall I render? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. These songs are just blessing our spirits on tonight. 1436, your line is open. 5659, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank God for being the I am. See, I am God. And I thank Him for being God is. I thank Him for being now. I thank him for presence right now, right now, right now. Ooh, right now. Yes, Lord. I thank him for being first in my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter what comes and appears, or even whatever sneaks up, God is. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All the beautiful songs sang, so very, very true. Victory is mine. Victory is yours. Victory is all of us. All of us. We possess it. We have it. It is. We lie in it. We bask in it. And we glorify God in it. I just thank him. I thank him for revelation, new revelation, all through the day. And even through the night, I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. I very, very seldom sing in public, but I feel that singing spirit like the others. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And this song is a song the Lord gave me several years ago in my sleep. And the funniest thing about it, I very seldom remember the tune. But this song was my mind, my whole mind, my mind and my heart belong to him. My soul and my conviction belong to him. All I need, he's all I need, and he's all that I want. For he is my conviction. Ooh, my Lord. He is my conviction, my Lord. Hallelujah. He's my all and all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, young people. Young man and young woman, Pastor George Flint, Evangelist Maria Flint, keep on going. Leave smoke behind you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Joy, 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 what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. I get happy when I think about what he's done for me. Happy, 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 what he's done for me. That's my testimony. I just get joy when I think about what he's done for me. And that joy just goes deep, 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 deep down in my spirit. I just thank God for these songs on tonight. I hope you all were as blessed as I was on tonight. The word was just on fire. The songs came right. That just put the icing on the cake. Those songs just put the icing on the cake tonight. And we just thank God that you were obedient enough to give him the praise. Hallelujah. And I thank God that, you know, the voices, you know, sometimes we won't sing because we are ashamed of what our voice may sound like. But I thank God that we have a voice. So glory to God. And I'm going to sing. I don't care what I sound like. I'm going to sing. I'm not holding back on him because what may not sound good to man is music to God's ears. So glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing, we're going to sing, and we're going to sing some more because that's giving God the glory and the praise, and that's just making him happy on tonight.
So thank God for your obedience. If no one else has anything else to say, anything to add to, take away, then we're going to do dismissal. Pastor, do you have anything else that you want to say? All right. Well, we thank God for you all being on tonight. We just thank God for the blessings that's in store for you on this week. We just ask that the blood of Jesus cover you and your family members all this week, all every day, every hour, every second of the day. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you have done. We thank you for these songs on tonight. God, we just thank you for the praises that we were able to render unto you, Father. So glory to God. We ask that you keep us protected, keep us directed. Lord God, we ask that you just show us which way to go, what to say, what to do. God, so we ask you for instructions on what to do in our lives. God, we just give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Until next Thursday, we love you. Invite somebody on. Let's not keep these blessings to ourselves. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Talk to you next Thursday. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week.